Bilbo wants to go on a holiday, but Frodo is still in love with the Shire. The Fellowship of the Ring by J.R.R. Tolkien, page 32. One of the deepest longings in all of our lives is to belong. The Irish poet and philosopher John O'Donohue wrote, "Your longing is often wiser than your conventional sense of appropriateness, safety, and truth." We might say then that the conventional, and who's more conventional than a hobbit, is a kind of training in the dulling of one's sense of longing and replacing it with what is regarded as appropriate, safe, and true. Most hobbits receive this training with their mother's milk and their father's carefully garnered store of well-worn proverbs, but not so Bilbo Baggins and his nephew and heir Frodo. Of them, O'Donoghue might have written, "Your longing desires to take you towards the absolute realization of all the possibilities that reside in the clay of your heart. It knows your eternal potential, and it will not rest until it is awakened." Bilbo and Frodo will both undertake a pilgrimage through the events recorded within The Lord of the Rings that will end with a final voyage from the Grey Havens to the undying lands of the True West. In the 20 or so years that comprise the story, Frodo in particular will travel through lands of wonder, but then into Hell itself, before returning to the Shire and discovering that for him at least, it is no longer home. It is my belief that in the West, he finally achieves peace and healing, but not his final homecoming. As Aragorn will one day say to Arwen, "We're not bound forever to the circles of the world, and beyond them is more than memory." In hope, Aragorn glimpses the eternal of which O'Donoghue speaks. I believe that both Bilbo and Frodo will come to see it and long for it too. But not yet. Now, at the point of the story when Bilbo is able to leave the Shire and the Ring behind him, his imagination, rich though it is, has not yet opened to him his eternal home. "I want to see mountains again, Gandalf. Mountains. And then find somewhere where I can rest. In peace and quiet, without a lot of relatives prying around and a string of confounded visitors hanging on the bell. I might find somewhere I can finish my book. I've thought of a nice ending for it." And he lived happily ever after, to the end of his days. The happy ever after ending goes with us throughout our days. At this point in the story, only Gandalf has some sense of what might have to be endured before it can be achieved, and even he does not know the details of the story. But his hope that Bilbo might find his own happy ever after is heartfelt. Bilbo's longing will take him from the Shire, but not so, at least as yet, or Frodo's. Bilbo says of him, "He would come with me, of course, if I asked him, but he does not really want to, yet. I want to see the wild country again before I die in the mountains, but he's still in love with the Shire, with woods and fields, little rivers." This is the landscape of the English Midlands in which Tolkien himself grew up. There are hills, but none are especially challenging, even for young or elderly legs, and any walk through its countryside will be through a patchwork of woods, fields, and little rivers. In the first of the pieces that I posted in this blog on the Fellowship of the Ring, I quoted Patrick Kavanagh on learning to know and love your parish, the land in which you dwell. To know fully even one field or one land is a lifetime's experience. As one whose early years were at first a succession of temporary homes in different farms, then student rooms, then a voyage to Africa, I find that I cannot read Kavanagh's words without them evoking a deep longing within me. I don't think the conventional was ever really an option for me, but home was always my deepest longing. To have arrived in a lovely home and to be happily married has long been a source of profound gratitude in me, but I know that it is not my final happy ever after. I'm trying to get to the woods, the rivers, and the fields in the way that Kavanagh speaks of, but just as with Bilbo and Frodo, I know that even the heart-breaking beauty of the earthly paradise of the undying lands could not satisfy my longing for a true home. That lies elsewhere, beyond the circles of the world.